would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rylo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are beyond over the moon to be with you here on the Noah and Christine Show. Today, Tuesday, February 21st.
What day is it?
Today is Tuesday, the 21st of February. We are just kind of dab smack in the middle, or almost kind of even at the tail end of the month of love. So many of you have probably experienced self-love day already. Hopefully you did on February 13th. Noah,
can you still do it?
Absolutely. And if you do not know about the International Day of Self-Love and you have not made your official self-love promise for the year, get yourself over to chooseselflove.com. That's the URL, chooseselflove.com. And get over there and download the super cool hand-illustrated handbook on how to take a self-love promise with yourself that will last you the whole year long. Because what we know, Noah and I know this, which is why we're on this radio with you right now, is that unless you're loving yourself,
can't love anybody else.
It's super hard, people. It's super hard. And it's, you know, it's often hard to have a really happy relationship when you're not happy with yourself.
Oh, when someone else says anything, even the smallest thing about you, when you're not feeling good about yourself, it stings so much.
So you gotta, as my first book title goes, choose me before we. Choose me before we, everyone. And so when you go over to chooseselflove.com, you will find there for yourself the most awesome self-love kit, and self-love in the real way, not in the way maybe, you know, your mind's thinking right now. We're talking about self-love in the full way.
FFCC will get us in trouble if you say the wrong things.
Well, Noah and I just got back from a trip to New York City, and we were out in Hoboken, New York, where I was speaking.
New Jersey. Hoboken is in New Jersey. It's across the river.
It's a good thing.
See, this is why I'm here. It's only to tell her what day it is and where she is. Everything else is extra.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Thank goodness Noah got me to Hoboken, New Jersey versus Hoboken, New York. So here we go off to the East Coast, because we were there actually because I was doing an event for the International Day of Self-Love. And on February 13th, I had been asked to come and speak to a group of about 150 college girls. And remember, no, we got there. This beautiful auditorium at this really old college called Stevens Institute of Technology. And there's this whole crew of these lovely men, like maybe 5-6 men, like boys, young men.
You're not a boy once you go to college.
Okay. Young men and a beautiful young woman who were running all the lights and the cameras. And so this cute little curly-haired fellow comes up to me. He's like the stage manager, and he asked me what I'm going to be talking about. And I say, self-love. And his face gets kind of all red, and he goes, tee-hee,
tee-hee. Does that mean what I think it means?
Oh, and so we had to have a long conversation about what self-love actually was, and it was good because it gave me good fodder for the talk that night. And it's true. Most of us have no idea what self-love is, which is why the International Day of Self-Love was created. And this year, over 500 people around the world, as far as Indonesia and Bali and Singapore and all the states right here with all of us, were throwing parties all of February. Anyone could throw a party to not only fall in love with yourself, but also to share the love with the people in your life that you love. And that's all at the the website, ChooseSelfLove.com. Noah and I have just gotten back from a party in L.A. we threw. We did another one in New York. We'll be in San Francisco this coming Saturday on the 25th. And it's also virtual, so anyone can participate. So that's number one. If you did not already do it this February, make sure that you do. You have about 8 days left to get that promise in.
Okay, Noah,
what's your promise?
I told you. Well, we talked about this last week. My promise, my absolute commitment to myself is self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment. That's right. And Christine, I'm all about self-pleasure this year. So that's what and we actually have promises that we've taken to ourselves. My promise is that no matter how hard I work or how much is going on, I always find the time for pleasure.
And my promise is every day, at least one point in the day, no matter how terrible a day it may have been, I will claim my power and act from power at least once a day.
So that explains our conversation yesterday. I forgot that Noah took that promise. And the other day he said something to me that was not something he normally says, which was absolutely clearly
I have no idea what I said. What did I say?
I don't remember the exact words. You basically said to me, Christine, you are being a bully. Stop being a bully. I don't want to do it that way. And I'm not going to I remember I was going on Sunday. So it was my birthday, everyone listening. It was my birthday this weekend. And I spent a couple days with a fabulous workshop that was all about the tarot. Super cool. It was wonderful. My favorite things to do. And I was also really visioning my year, like what was coming up for this new year for me. And so I called Noah on the phone on my way there saying, I would really love, Noah, if by the time I get home, you really think of what's the year this is for you. Because every year we do a mantra where we got the year of, you know, this, the year of that, the year of receiving. This is the year of being and beaming love for me. And I said, Noah, can you have your year done and, you know, think about the themes for your year? And do you remember your response?
I said, I have many things I've committed to today, and that will be on the list, but it is not my top priority.
And so I did not like that answer, so I continued to explain to Noah all the reasons in which he should, because it already is the end of February, really know what his year is going to be, or else he's doomed. Doomed! He's
doomed. Doomed.
He's doomed for failure, doomed for not being successful, because he hasn't claimed his year. And your response still was,
and yet I have made other commitments that said I'm not going to put myself in the hole on these things anymore, because that's something else I've committed to this year, is to do the things I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do them.
Yes, exactly. And so Noah stood his firm ground in self-power, and I went off to my weekend of self-pleasure, and we came back, and guess what? Noah actually divined your year of?
The year of creating.
The year of creating. So that's another piece. If you haven't done this, this is something that we normally do by February 1st, but we did it a little bit later this year. If you haven't done it by February 1st, 2nd, it's a day called Imbolc, or Groundhog's Day, otherwise known as, but it's actually a super powerful day called Imbolc that's all about Chinese New Year. So if you haven't done that already, that's another great thing. Make sure that you claim your year. The year of what? What is this year of?
Yes, it's so much better than like hyperactive goals, specific things that get you in the nitty gritty, because sometimes the specific doesn't happen and you can still be successful.
Exactly. So last year was the year for me of expanding into love. And I have to say that I feel wealthier in love today than I've ever felt before. And that's another big piece of this month, isn't it? Everyone listening, you all were affected one way or another by February 14th.
February 14th, what day is that?
It's Valentine. Well, it depends. We talked about this last week, but it's Valentine's Day for most of us.
Valentine's Day.
If you're Noah's planet, it has an M versus an N.
Absolutely.
But we don't celebrate it. And so Noah and I, after our show, we were on a plane ride back from New York City, and we don't celebrate Valentine's Day in the traditional Hallmark sense because, well, Noah, you bought me flowers today. Actually, I'm looking at them right now, some beautiful flowers that Noah bought for me, and...
Yes. Well, here's the thing that I want to make sure we talk about today, because today is another big question February day.
Big question February day. So whatever is going on for you in your love life, what we're committed to doing this month, and we've gone through self-love day, we've gone through Valentine's Day with you, we've gone through setting your intentions for the year, and today it's all about asking and answering the biggest questions that we have received this month around love and relationships, because they're different.
They're different.
Love and relationships are connected, but they're different.
So here's one of the things that I think I was totally inspired today. I was listening to NPR, and I had like this bolt of lightning come through my head about one of the secrets.
Is that why you don't have any hair on your head?
Yeah. Lightning with the hair.
I had to. Y'all, I couldn't not. You just put it out there for me.
That's fine. And like you said, if I grow it out, it makes you nervous anyway. So it looks better without hair. The follicly challenged are the best. That's what I say. But the thing is, the question we get more than anything else is, how do you keep happy in a relationship?
It's true, Noah. And I do. We go out and we talk to a lot of people who are in relationship. And perhaps this has been you, or it is you right now, where you are in a relationship and your happiness meter is not exactly where you'd like it to be. Maybe it's hovering around 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's not terrific. It's not terrible. It's kind of
Well, it could be terrible. Some people maybe add a 0 or a 1.
But I think more people have the than they have the terrible.
Most people have the versus the terrible. Absolutely. And most people settle for the settle. Yeah. They settle for what I, in my book, Choosing Me Before We, that I wrote about, because I did this before I met you, Noah, I settled for the business contract.
Okay. So one of the things, so this, I maybe we'll even have to take this into the next segment.
Well, we're
so
going to have to take it into the next segment. But
the thing is, it's like it's about patterns. You got to switch things up, and we'll get into the details of that. But the thing is, like, most important thing is you have to feel like your partner's there with you all the time. That they're with you, they have your back. That's one of the things you have in a partner. But they also have to change things up.
All right. So when we come back from the break, we're actually going to Noah, he came running into the house today and said, I've had an epiphany. I had lightning strike me about this pattern thing. And it's much more that we can talk about in the next minute before we go to break. But what I do want to just mention here, and what you just said, because I think it is an important piece of one of the things that we know to be true about what takes you from a 5 to a 10 in a relationship as far as your happiness level goes is, are you on each other's side? Because, you know, if you're in a marriage or you're in a committed relationship, or even if you're just dating, when you feel like that other person is with you, you can be still going through some stressful, busy times. Like, so whether that's your kids or if you work together, like Noah and I mean, it's been a busy month over here at the Self-Love Factory, and it's been stressful. But our happiness meter in our relationship hasn't gone down, because we're here on each other's side. And so that's a big question, is to ask yourself as we go to break here, how in your relationship right now do you show up for your partner and be on their side? And in which ways are you not on their side?
Oh, what terrific questions to be thinking about.
So you're listening to the Noah and Christine Show, bringing the happy back and keeping the happy in your happily ever after. And we'll be back in just a bit. See you in a bit. Come on back. How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Hello and welcome back, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show, where we are all about keeping the happy and your happily ever after. And as we've been talking about, this is the month of love. So we're doing a super big focus on today, the biggest questions you have about love. And we were talking before break about one of the biggest questions that we get. And so Noah and I have, Noah's going to have to remind me how many, I get the years wrong all the time, but we've known each other for
11 years.
Are you sure?
2001.
Okay, well, okay, 12, 10 and a half.
10 and a half.
And we've been married for?
6 years.
6 years. Okay, that sounds about right. So,
it's 6 years.
So people ask us, you know, how do you still stay happy? Like, you still like each other? Like, you know, you're happy and you have a lot of stress in your life because you're entrepreneurs now and you live in California and that's an expensive place to live. And but yet, you know, you still all seem happy no matter kind of what's going on. And we were just talking about Noah had a epiphany to an answer to that question. Because we have lots of different answers to that question. But one was the one that you ran up the stairs today.
So,
so share with everybody
this information.
He's really excited, y'all. He's so excited.
And it's like why I love John Coltrane. Like John Coltrane and love go together.
John Coltrane and love, but Al Green is the person who's our...
Okay, well, Al Green does too. He kind of does it too, but it's like really good music has this thing in common where it creates this predictive pattern where you have a beat and it's kind of going and it's steady and it's strong and you're kind of anticipating and then they shift it up on you in an interesting way. And that...
Unexpected way?
Yeah, unexpected. Like they're doing the... And then they shift it and they do something else. Because if they just keep doing the same thing, then it sounds mechanical. Like you ever listen to a mechanical drum?
Yes.
They're terrible, right?
Well, that's why I don't like techno music, because it's the same music. Like, it drones.
Well, it's like it's too perfect. It's doing exactly what you're expecting it to do. Your brain is expecting all of the things to happen. And your brain literally gets tickled and excited when something interesting happens. It's actually why people gamble. Like, people's brain are built to gamble. And your life, your love life, is kind of a gamble. If it's always the same, no matter how good it is, you'll get a little bored.
So how does this relate to being happy and how does this...
So it's as simple as like the flower thing and Valentine's Day and how that works. Like if you only give flowers on Valentine's Day, then that's when you're...
Or you say Valentine's Day instead of... See, Noah's unpredictable. He says Valentine's Day.
But
if it's every Valentine's Day, that's the day that you get your two dozen roses.
Yeah, or it's like every Wednesday you go to dinner. We go out to dinner on Friday night. Friday night is date night. Friday night is date night. Friday night is date night. Well, at that point, you just kind of come to expect that that's when the romance is going to happen. That's the only time it happens. But if you do it like Friday night, Tuesday night, Friday night, Friday night, like just shifting it up, like literally the way our brains go, it like feels more exciting and better when you just shift things up every once in a while.
Well, and what I like about what you're saying, and everyone just kind of ponder this for a second, just think about your life as a rhythm. And how often do you get stuck in that ba-bump, 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 bump. Like your life is just kind of going along, bump, especially if you have a 9-to-5 job, right? Like everything is like, there's all these external things, the job, the kids, the things you have to get done, the holidays, the family obligations, the birthdays, that create the structure that creates the bump, and it almost kind of like you're anesthetized. And so there's something that happens when you come in and you throw in a, you know, or a wow, and that creates an opening almost really for love really to come rushing in and happiness to come rushing in. Your endorphins skyrocket. And I know, like, Noah does this thing I call it the MacGyver. And so for any of you who've ever watched MacGyver, if you haven't watched MacGyver,
that was only on for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know why I watch it. I didn't watch a lot of TV, but it was this guy who, like, he'd be stuck in a room. He was like a detective, and he'd be stuck in a room, and he'd be needing to, like, get out of the room, but the door was locked, and he would make a key out of gum, you know, or he'd, like, find a hairpin, and, like, he was able to take any miscellaneous objects and then create things with it. And Noah has this ability, and it's one of the ways in which our relationship, that I stay like attracted to you and that I stay happy in our relationship, is you do these MacGyver weird things where you'll be like, oh, there will be an issue or a problem, and Noah will come up with this crazy way to solve it that's very like different than how I would solve it. And my first reaction, of course, is to be like, no, it will never work. And then I get over myself and I'm like, oh, let's try this. This is kind of interesting. And so it keeps that. Like, I know, like, remember we were down at a wedding a couple months ago in November, and one of the people commented to us, and she said, what's Noah was telling the story, and you could tell that I had never heard the story that Noah was saying. Now, how long have you known each other?
We have known each other for a little more than
11 years. Yeah, okay, right, almost 10 to 11 years. And so, you know, that's a long time. Heard a lot of stories, right? But like, I hadn't heard the story. I didn't know this about Noah, and my whole face was shifting and changing. And she just said to me, she's like, you just listened to him and you were so engaged with him and you were just like learning this whole new thing. And I remember my brain was going like it was having all these synapses going off. And so I love this idea of it's simple. It doesn't cost money. It's just about putting the energy into doing things differently, to interrupting the bump, pattern.
Well, and the thing is that you have to have the bump to bump to bump pattern to just to live your life, just to get the stuff done you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a partner. So you don't want to have just a partner who is crazy.
So let's give the listeners a couple examples of some easy things that they can do before we go on to the next question.
Okay, what's an easy thing you can do? So everyone has a certain pattern where one person takes out the garbage and somebody else does the dishes.
Okay.
And just one week, do the dishes or take out the garbage. Just switch it up and just don't even tell your partner you did it.
Or if you're like me, hire a maid to come in.
Better yet. Absolutely, but not everyone can do that.
Well, we can hire the neighborhood girl to come in and do it. I'm just playing with you all. Of course, yeah, exactly. Shift it up.
Yeah, just make a change.
So another one.
Well, the simplest thing is when you go to the grocery store, pick up some flowers. And, like, don't, like, not because it's, like, your anniversary or it's the Valentine's Day. It's, like, just a Tuesday.
Yes.
Like, that gives you, like, in my experience, gives you way more points than bringing something on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then I'll add one here before we go to the next question. And I would add that it's like, I remember the other day, Noah, you were downstairs working and you were like all in the numbers. And it was like, yeah, it was just like, you were like going, you were just going to be down there for hours. And it was Thursday night. And normally Noah's not here because he goes to a men's group. And normally I hang out by myself. And I just looked at him. I said, we're going to go to dinner. Get in the car and let's go. And I'm driving.
Yeah, break your partner out of their own jail.
Out of their own jail. Because in your partnership, sometimes some of you are going to be more open and spontaneous, and a lot of times the other person is more fixed. And so you just need to know that about your partner, and don't make them bad or make them wrong, but if you're the one who's fixed, be more spontaneous. And if you're the one that's spontaneous, allow your partner like to ask them to be spontaneous and give them opportunities to be a little spontaneous. Or, you know, just say, you know what, we're going to do this. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And come with me. All right, so that's that question. It's okay. Just really change up those patterns to up that happiness. Let's go to the next question, Noah.
Okay. How do you know that you're in love? Kiki asked us this question.
Kiki, love, thank you so much for going to our website. Is that how she got it? She went to our website. Or she answered one of our emails.
She answered one of our emails.
Yeah, so on our emails, if you're on our email list, which you can get on by going on to lovetreaty.com, where we actually send out love letters and we send out different things about the show and different recordings and such, you can go to lovetreaty.com, where you also get a free copy of the Love Treaty. And we also oftentimes ask our tribe, our love tribe, questions they have. So Kiki asks, when do you know when you're in love? It's such a great, great question. Can I tell a story?
Yes.
Okay. So when I met Noah, we had been dating for several weeks. And I remember I said to you, I'm not ready for a relationship. And you said to me,
who said anything about a relationship? We can just have fun.
Did you hear that, y'all? For those of you that are not married or in long-term partnerships, you don't have to be in a relationship. You can actually just hang out and have fun. So we did that. We did that for a while. And it's interesting. I mean, I've been in love with probably, if I can think about it, three men. Yeah, probably like really deeply in love with four men. And I can remember three of them exactly the day that I felt love, like real love versus infatuation. So I think what happens when you meet somebody and you start being with that person, Noah's looking at me, so I'm a little scared that I'm going to say the wrong thing, but I think
I'm
it's going to be
okay. I've never heard this story.
Yeah, I know. I just realized, see, there you go. I'm shifting up the pattern. Never heard this. Is that I remember those feelings of like infatuation and endorphins and wanting to be with that person and the excitement and the butterflies. And we often think that is love. And it's energy, it's excitement. It's an awakening. It's not the kind of, love takes time to grow. You know, kind of love is like a flower. So it's interesting when you meet people and they'll say like, you know, oh, I met them and like, I was instantly in love with them. And there's a way in which you can love a stranger. You can love, like, I could love a stranger. I could go to the coffee shop and someone could be very nice to me and I could love what that person did for me. And there's love that's exchanged. That's different from creating a bond with somebody, from creating the kind of intimacy with someone where you really let that person into a deeper place in your heart. So we get confused a lot about love, about like, are we in love? Are we not in love? Am I falling in love? Am I not falling in love? Really the question is are you, when are you and have you created an intimate connection with that person that allows them to really come into your heart? And I know for me, what happened all the times was I could feel, it was like a visceral feeling in my body in which I felt like that person had kind of come into my heart. And there was a deepening, a deeper connection, a deeper intimacy.
So one of the things that I want to remind people is that if you want to have that capacity to deeper intimacy, it is all about self-love. And if you want to learn a little bit about that, where would you go?
You would go to ChooseSelfLove.com. No. Where?
My Happy Love Life.
Oh, My Happy Love Life. I almost forgot about that. So everyone go over to My Happy Love Life. I'm actually, this is what we're talking about. I'm doing a whole call tomorrow night with my good friend, Christine Hassler, about this very topic, about what love is and what love isn't. It's a free call, MyHappyLoveLife.com. Check it out. And when we come back, we'll answer the rest of Kiki's question and see what Noah has to say. How do you know when you're in love?
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, infancy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Love that song, Love and Happiness. Makes me smile every time I hear it.
Oh, it's a great song. It, like, Al, the good Reverend. The good Reverend. Al Green is just a magnificent.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you were listening to the Noah and Christine Show. And we are just, like, going into love and the big questions about love that we've been getting all month long from you, our fabulous audience. And remember, if you have questions, definitely get up on our love letter list. If you go to lovetreaty.com, you'll also get a free love treaty there that'll help you keep the fun in your relationships even when you're fighting. But more than that, we really come to you to ask for what you want to hear and what the questions are you have. And Kiki had a big question.
She did have a big question. And the big question is, how do you know when you're in love?
Yeah.
And I love that question. And you gave a very sort of up in the air answer.
I gave a big old spiritual answer.
In my heart, I go, yeah, that's absolutely true.
And Noah's going to bring it down to earth for us.
And I have like I have been in love several more times than you.
Several more times than me?
Because I love to love.
He is. It's true. Noah is walking love.
But there's different levels of love. There's like the infatuation is a level of love from my perspective.
It is. It's totally a kind of love.
It is absolutely the energy of love. And it's like, you know, I always think of like the 15-year-old boy and the 15-year-old girl staring at each other in the park while they hold hands. And like that's an energy. Like it is a magical energy if you're ever around it.
Yes.
Assuming that neither of them are your children. Like there's a magic energy about that, but it kind of comes to a quick halt.
Well, it transitions. You know, that's the thing, is we get confused about love in our societies when we're not feeling that specific kind of energy, which usually happens in the first year, 2 years of a relationship, and it still shows up. I mean, love is, there's all kinds of different love. We get confused about it. So I think that's one love. It doesn't, I don't think it ends abruptly, though. You think it ends abruptly? I think
it goes into something else.
Or the relationship ends. Yeah, it goes. So if it goes into something else, where does it go?
So it goes into like this mature feeling of love.
So what I was talking about.
Absolutely.
So it's like when we had been dating for, I don't know, like maybe 8 months. I remember the day you were like sick and you were like all snotty and you were just having a hard time. And you're kind of emotionally erect. It was actually after your father died and you were dealing with a bunch of emotional stuff. And you know, I am not the most nurturing person when people are sick. I try really hard, but mostly I just want them to get better and get over it.
What you do is you say, What is the thing that you're blocking, that you're doing to block your good health? And why don't you change that?
Yes, I'm all about going right into the source and moving through it. So anyway, in this place, I actually found in my heart like this just deep desire to nurture Noah and to help him, because he'd been so loving to me in days and times when I was just devastated because I was going through my own emotional shifting and changing and dealing with a lot of stuff on my own. And I remember being in my kitchen and I was making you tea to go home with. And I had this thought in my head of, wow. And actually that was in my head. It was in my heart. And I was like, wow, I really love this person. Mm. Which, you know, I knew I really loved you because I was, you know, being nurturing and loving at a time when you were sick, which is not my normal, you know, kind of MO. And so it was a deeper love. There was a deeper love. But that's not, it didn't stop there. You know, then we moved in together.
Okay, but
there's
this is my self-assertion time.
Can you see the self-empowerment coming through?
Okay. So what I was saying is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Before you took over.
All right, you have to yell. Just, you know, be calm over there.
Okay. But like this thing, the magic thing happened. You kind of described it. So I'm a little mad because you stole a little of my thunder. Is that there's this thing that happens where you're... person that you're spending time with, so the first stage is like you just want to spend all this time with them, and then there's something happens and they tick you off.
Yeah,
something that just makes you like mad or angry or just like, I do not like this person in this moment.
Like when you moved into my apartment and started putting crazy pictures up all over the place. I was like,
yes,
man.
When I was entering something in Quicken, as you try to train, then you would hover over me and then like try to manage me literally while I'm doing it.
This is when Noah was taking over managing our money, and I was completely nervous. And
yeah, you were nervous, right? And you were micromanaging.
Yes, I totally agree. Caught to it.
And like you're at one level totally angry, but there's something that is keeping that reaction sort of managed. Like it's like yeah, this is making me nuts, and I gotta address this with her.
All right, but what does it do to the question?
But that's how you know you're in love. It's like the person has ticked you off, and you're not just gonna go with that emotion. You're not gonna just run with the anger.
Oh, because it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show, which is remember you are on each other's side, right? Well, so there's a commitment, a level of commitment to the relationship.
There's a commitment, but there's also like an emotional. In like emotional feeling of, yes, I'm angry and I still love this person. Like when you're both able to hold both of those energies, that's when you're moving into mature love.
Well, and yes, and a lot of people though aren't in mature love, because I would say my finger's pointing at Noah right now, because this is like so passionate. This is totally what Christine and I are going to talk about tomorrow too at the Happy Love Life call, is that what we do, most of us are not in mature love. We're like retarded when it comes to love. We're emotionally challenged when it comes to love. So yeah, when you are in mature love, you are able to understand that you can be angry with somebody, right? And it doesn't mean that you don't love them. And what happens for a lot of us in relationship is we end up in immature love, and we use love as a weapon and we take love away. And that's not loving at all. That's not loving at all. And so that's not about, you know, I think the question that Kiki was probably asking was about really it's a different question that we don't ask ourselves, which is, am I in the right relationship for me right now? Because there's a difference between love and relationships, and this is a big point of confusion that people get confused around.
So there's a difference between loving somebody and it being a good idea to spend your life with them.
Yeah, love is easy. Like love is easy. Like, it's really easy to love someone. Like you were just saying in the infatuation piece part. When you first like are infatuated, that's love exchange. There's love there. And as you continue dating, right, there's more love. And as you get married, like all there's just more love. Love doesn't go away. Love never dies. It's the relationship that's difficult. It's that, because when you know, there's you and there's me, and then there's this third entity called the relationship.
The relationship.
And so I think that's the question I want to just ask everyone to not make, and just really challenge you all to this, because this is a major shift in my life when I really got this. You know, I remember my ex-partner broke up with me, and he said to me, actually my ex-person, because he was never truly a partner. Well, he was a good business partner. He wasn't a good emotional and spiritual partner. So he said to me, you know what? I love you, but I'm not in love with you. This is like the worst words you can ever say to anyone. So everyone listening right now, I would really love if you would just take a solemn oath and vow to never say that to anyone ever again. Ever.
Okay.
Because
so Christine, I promise never say that phrase again.
Well, good, because we're married. If you said that, I mean, I'd have to punch your lights out, which probably would not be very loving. So when my ex-person said that to me 15 years ago or whatever, however long ago that was, it really hurt my feelings because there's nothing that you can do with that. There's nothing, there's no way to respond to that. And the truth is that love doesn't die. Love is the easy part, people. It's the relationships that are hard. So the question to always ask yourself is not, do I love this person or don't I love this person or am I in love or am I not in love? Stop asking that question. It's not a helpful question. The question is this the right relationship for me? You'll know if you have love for that person because you'll feel it in your heart.
But more importantly, is this the right relationship for me now?
Now. Right now. Because it could have been the right relationship for you 30 days ago, three years ago.
It might be the right relationship for you in 2 years.
But is it the right relationship for you now? Kiki, and everyone out there listening, that's the question we want you to ask yourself. If you are in a relationship, but your happy meter is not at, you know, 9, 10, 8, somewhere right around there, if you're not feeling the love streaming through, ask yourself, is this the right relationship for me? And again, we ask about the relationship, not the person. Because the first question is just about the relationship. And the second question is this the right person to have this relationship with? Sometimes I think people are like in marriages, they don't really want to be married. Sometimes they're dating and they really want to be married. Sometimes they're just in the relationship with the wrong person. So asking that question can be super helpful.
And one of the things that absolutely gives you the capacity to be in the right relationship is to have self-love.
Absolutely. So for those of you that haven't yet taken your self-love promise for this year, make sure to get yourself over to ChooseSelfLove.com. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be hosting a free call with my partner, Christine Hassler, called My Happy Love Life. For anyone who is ready to make 2012 the year in which you only have happy, loving, rewarding, fulfilling relationships across the board. Could you imagine if every relationship in your life, every single relationship in your life was one that brought you love, that brought you happiness? I bet you right now, if you just took 1 second, you just thought about all the relationships in your life, I bet you saw there's some that aren't bringing you love and happiness. What would it be like to be able to transform those? That's what we'll be talking about tomorrow at myhappylovelife.com. Check that out. And when we come back, we're going to dive into some more of our questions that we've really gotten from people. One favorite that we're going to go into is, if you are growing and your partner's not, what do you do?
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Welcome back, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are here at the Noah and Christine Show, where we are all about keeping the happy and happily ever after. Oh, yeah. And we are answering some big questions this hour, everybody. And we got a big one. We're going to go right into it, which is, what do you do if your partner is growing? No, wait. What do you do if you're growing and your partner's not?
Ooh. What do you do in that case? That's a great question. I've never had that experience. I've always been holding on to the tail of the comet that is zipping by me.
Well, maybe you could talk about that then. Talk a little bit about, for those people that find themselves in relationships with, like, super powerful women. So for men or for women, you find yourself with a super powerful, passionate partner who is, like, zipping off and growing and moving mountains, and you move a little bit differently. What?
So it's really interesting, like, because there's two questions. Are you evaluating this correctly? Like, you may think your partner is stagnant and not changing, but maybe they're changing in their own way. So I just really want to first say, are you right about this assumption? You're making an assumption about your partner at some level. So you have to take a second, take a breath. Maybe my partner is changing, and take a second and evaluate. Is that true or not true?
Well, I think that it goes back to the question of the first question, which is a self-love question, is, are you happy in the relationship? And what happens in our relationships oftentimes is we get unhappy, and then our first blame place is to blame the other person. And it may be true that that person isn't the person you want to be in partnership with, for sure. I mean, I've coached so many people who are in the wrong relationships, in the wrong marriages at this time. And it's time for them to leave. It's time for them to move on. And it's hard, so they don't want to. And oftentimes there's kids involved, and it makes it even harder. But they know in their hearts it's not the right partnership for them. And that's a real tough place to be. And you do have to still come back to the place of your own happiness. And are you happy or are you not? So that's the first question. And then if you're not happy, right, if you're not at least at an 8, 9, 10 on your happy meter, then the question is not about your partner first. The question is about you. This is what I take all my clients. I take all of them as to themselves. And what about you, and what are you not happy about? What about how you're expressing yourself? What about what's not happening for you in your own life? Because if you're not being your true self and you're not living your life to its fullest potential, it's not because of the other person. It's first because of you, and that relationship may make it difficult and hard for you to get to that place.
Oh, but most of the time what it does is it'll emphasize this thing that's going on for you.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of, you know, so that's the first piece. You have to look at yourself. But secondly, once you look at yourself and you're like, I'm good, and you're doing your work, and you're doing your spiritual work, and you're doing your emotional work, and you're really in there, and you're knowing yourself, then it is time to really look at the person person you're in relationship with and be honest with them and be honest about them to yourself. So I've done a lot of work, especially with women, and I've been here myself, where you date or marry or stay with the person's potential.
Yes, that is dating or marrying or trying to have a relationship with potential is very, very challenging.
Very challenging. It's not challenging. It's not recommended by any means. And for anyone, it is dumb. That is one of the reasons why I wrote Choose Me Before We. So if any of you are in a situation, my best advice to you would be go get Choosing Me Before We or join me for the call tomorrow night with Christine Hassler at myhappylovelife.com, where we're going to dive deep into that specific area, because I know there's a lot of people out there that don't have the emotional and spiritual support they want in the relationship, and they oftentimes will then go out and get it other places. And sometimes that works for people. Sometimes that is the right relationship, but oftentimes it's not. You know that, and only you know that when you go through the different questions and inquiries it takes to really get clear on what's really going on.
Okay, I have one piece of very specific advice.
All right, say it, but it's good. Our next question.
For the man who has the wife or the partner or the woman who has a partner who is constantly changing and constantly growing and is constantly having these epiphanies, it is okay if you're not going to have an epiphany with her. But then if you stand there and you really witness what they're experiencing.
And support them. You know, I was just having lunch with a friend of mine who, like, she's just like me. She's into magic. She loves fairies. She loves spirit. She's a very spiritual person. Her husband's an atheist. But, you know, he supports her to be who she is. And he's open to having discussions, and it's just not his thing. There's a lot of love in the relationship. There's a lot of happiness in the relationship. And yet, if we can't go and be and do everything with her, that's okay. It doesn't have to be that way. But the opening to the spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental, all those places have to be a place of open and growth in your relationship. And if you're not headed the same way, and you're not at least deepening with each other or at least witnessing each other, it can be really difficult. And that's where I recommend really getting into what you really want.
But if you support your partner,
yes,
they oftentimes, even if you don't agree with them, you support them, it can really still really work out.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have another question.
So this is one that came through. How do you have a deep connection with a man?
How do you have a deep connection with a man? I think having a deep connection with a man is a lot like having a deep connection with a woman.
Yes, very, very true. One thing I know, and I absolutely agree, is that we don't want to stereotype men and women. We like to really look at people as people. So can we just take the question and say, how do you have a deep connection with another person?
Yeah.
That question, as it's written, and I get it, because in our culture, we're so about men are this way, men are from Venus, women are from Mars, or whatever. Y'all, I'm from the wrong planet. I read that book, I'm from the wrong planet. And that book and a lot of the books of China are absolutely awesome and wonderful, so I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that we need to take the conversation farther and deeper and talk about who people are at their core, not about their man and a woman, because that, to me, says how do you have a deep connection with a man? It's how do you have a deep connection with a person and with yourself.
So the secret to deep connection is, first of all, create time for it. You can't have a deep connection if you're not in a place and a space that actually, like, if only time you see each other the TV's on, you're never going to have deep connection. If the only time that you're with each other is when you're taking the garbage out and doing 8 bazillion things, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, how many of you watch TV over dinner? It's crazy how people do that.
So there's,
and I grew up that way.
I grew up that way too. And there's this piece about carving out some time for it.
Of connection. Of actually that's connection.
Specifically, it's about connection.
Yeah.
And the second thing is to actually be close to each other physically. Like, this is not rocket science. Have good eye contact. Talk to each other. And then speak from the heart.
So let's go into that one, the speak from the heart. So here's the truth I'm going to add to Noah's. Both things you said were great, Noah. And what I had said is a deep connection is all about intimacy. If you think about the word intimacy, into me see, is really allowing people to see you and that you also see that person. So in order for you to allow someone to deeply see you, you have to see you, which is where the self-love piece comes in, everyone. You can't have a deep connection with someone else if you're not deeply connected to yourself. So first thing, go fall in love with yourself. And if you don't know how to do that, join me tomorrow at myhappylovelife.com for my free call with Christine Hassler, or go get the self-love guidebook at selflovetoselflove.com and fall in love with yourself and create a deep, deep connection with yourself. And then share that person with a man or a woman that deserves your vulnerability. To have a deep connection with a person, you have to be vulnerable, which means you have to open your heart to that person. And here's the newsflash, big truth. Not everyone deserves your vulnerability. You need to know who to be vulnerable with and who not to be vulnerable with. And that's a big learning. We're going to talk about it tomorrow on my free call, myhappylovelife.com. I'm going to teach about it this March and choosing me before we in the 40-day self-love practice I'm doing. You're all invited. That URL is choosingmebeforewe.com. But check out myhappylovelife.com. And if you are really willing to open up to be vulnerable and have deep connections, I am so here for you. We're going to do it, Noah, aren't we?
We are absolutely going to do it. We're going to create more and more intimacy, and it's just about taking the time to do it.
And everyone out there listening, just take one thing from what you've heard from us today. One thing. Open up your heart. Make things a little different. Take out the garbage. Invite your spouse on a date. Pick one thing. Go fall in love with yourself. Pick one thing that you heard from today and take that love action. We dare you. We'll see you back here next week when we talk about wabi-sabi love, the Japanese art to love, everyone.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and we will see you next week.
See you next week, everyone.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get good on how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here now on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com with us, Noah and Christine. You can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.